The information contained on the Give Me Credit radio show, its website, podcasts, and blogs are provided as general reference work as a public service. The listener is advised to check for changes to current law and to consult with a qualified attorney on any legal issue. The use of this material does not create an attorney-client or professional relationship. John Mackey is FICO certified, but is not an attorney. All programs and content on www.givemecredit.us or its parent company, Give Me Credit Media, whether audio, video, and written, are exclusive property of Give Me Credit Media, LLC. For further information, please go to our website at www.givemecredit.us.
Hey everybody, welcome to Give Me Credit. I'm John Eng, and that is John Mackey, and it's another opportunity for you to maybe sit down and start sorting through that credit issue. And I just want to say welcome, John.
Thank you, sir. Welcome.
I trust your credit is looking good today.
My credit is always looking good. Let my wife hear that one.
I was just wondering if the doctor was able to heal himself. But, you know, that's what really kind of got you into the business.
Yeah, it was. It was my many years in real estate doing credit restoration and repair for people that have had credit problems. 85% of my business back then was working with hard-to-work-with buyers. So I've been doing this since 1988.
Wow. Well, then, of course, coming out of that was Master Credit Solutions.
Yes.
And through that, we were able to establish within the past year or so, this organization we call Give Me Credit, and bring this program to you folks virtually every week. And again, just want to tell you that this program is not intended to solve all your problems within 30 minutes of being on the air. This program truly is intended to wet your whistle.
To pique the interest of the listener so that they can call or maybe try to understand what's going on in their lives, mm-hmm. so that they can step forward, stand up tall again.
What we really hope, too, is that it generates more questions in your mind than we are able to provide answers, and that would be the motivator to let you get in touch with John Mackey and find out a little bit more. John is always open to your first call. Always open to that contact with you to find out if he can be the person to guide you down the road of credit restoration. And John, again, I'm going to say it because I think it's such a valuable part of what you do with folks. It's not just trying to clean up what's in there, but you really do take the second level and say, let's see what we can do about not just repairing and restoring,
correct,
but now recharging that credit rating, so it really does have some positive sides.
It's kind of like an x-ray where you go in through the credit report and you x-ray your credit. Well, assuming we can fix the bone or the broken bone, what else can we do to strengthen that bone so that it doesn't break again, or so that you remain maybe even a little bit stronger? You may have scar tissue, but you very well may be stronger through this whole process. And that's the addition of positive trade lines to a person's credit report.
And smarter.
Absolutely, yes.
Because education really is a part of this.
Yes.
When you and I were walking through this, one of the things I appreciated about you was you were telling me why this is there.
Correct.
What would have been the background for this? This is here for this reason. This is here for this reason. And, of course, when I put my experience with your explanation together, it made sense to me. And it also helped me avoid some pitfalls that I think I can use as a good guideline for the future.
Yeah. Well, again, one of the primary focuses that we have is the educational component to it. That works in conjunction with the credit restoration part of it. But we all have to be smarter about what we do in the credit with your own credit.
Mm.
Because there are so many people nowadays that are looking at your credit to make determinations. And it just isn't necessarily money that you're spending. It may be money that you're not making because they won't hire you because of your credit.
I had an interesting conversation just a handful of weeks ago. We are changing our phone service. You and I have had this conversation privately where we've been pounding our heads on the same wall.
Yeah.
And so my wife and I determined that since our contract is soon to be up, we decided to make a change in our phone service. One of the questions I asked when we were standing in the phone area with this particular, company that we were going to go for. In fact, I walked through the door. There wasn't anybody there but the salespeople. And I walked through the door and I said, my name is John Engen, and you're going to convince me that I need to move from my old service to you. And the guy says, I'll take that challenge. I asked him specifically and directly, do you check my credit rating before you make a determination whether I'll sign this contract or not? Well, there is no contract with this particular company, but he said, you know, we do take a peek at it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, that's interesting because, you know, I currently have a phone service. I'm not in arrears because I'm filling out the contract that I had with them, but it does have a bearing.
Correct. And the funny thing is, see, is that they're not extending credit in the standard sense because all of these large companies, T-Mobile, Verizon, whatever company, AT&T, the cell phone companies, they don't offer credit. However, if you go on a default with them, then they put it on the credit report.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they won't allow you to build your credit with it, but they will hurt you with it after the fact.
John, this leads me to a question that I've been wanting to ask you, and I think it's time to ask it. Why does an potential employer look at your credit rating?
Why does?
Why do they? And it seems, as I've heard, that more and more, as people are looking for jobs, that potential employer is taking a peek at your credit.
I will give you two answers, one of which is the truthful one. The other is the one that they will give you.
Okay.
The truthful one is that they're snoopy. They want to get as much information about you as they possibly can, most of which is irrelevant to the job that you are competing for or the job that you will conduct.
Yeah.
The reason that they will give you is because they want to find out if you can be trusted and if this is something that where it's understandable is if you are handling money or handling something of a high secure nature. But that when you're doing it for everybody,
right,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's where the snoopiness comes in. It's kind of like when they wanted to take a look at all of your Facebook information.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to know everything about you. Well, that's snooping to me.
You know, there are certain things that we think are private, and we don't live in a private world any longer.
Don't we know that now?
Yes.
And we can go over that later on in another program.
Yeah.
But
we don't live in a private world, folks.
No,
people can see what you're doing.
Big Brother is watching.
Yeah.
And Big Brother, Big Sister, Grandpa. I mean, everybody's listening and watching.
It's one of the reasons why we want to help you get your credit rating back up again.
Right.
And John has done a magnificent job in outlining some of these things in these programs gone by. But John, when we get back from our break, we're going to talk about a book that you wrote.
I did.
And some of the questions that are answered in that book that people can really get some helpful hints from.
Right.
And we are going to be making the book available to you, our listeners, in the sense that you're going to get it online.
Right.
And start snooping through it yourself and seeing what sort of answers you can glean. And I would hope that it would take you a little bit farther down the road in joining yourself to John, because he puts his hands on. Here's the interesting thing, John, and I think it's important. Folks, you can have all the answers you want, but if your credit rating is still very poor, you need some help getting it back online. And that's why we have John on board right now, to be available to you, to talk you through it. What do we need to do? Where do we need to go? John is a professional in his services. In a long run, there's some costs involved to help you through this, but in the very long run, you're going to save money all over the place.
Pay me now or pay me later. I mean, it's just that old ad.
John, we're going to be back. You are listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Welcome back to Give Me Credit, folks. I'm John Engen. That's John Mackey. John is the president and founder of Master Credit Solutions. He's also your host on Give Me Credit. For week after week, we try to encourage you to go online and find out more. Now, you can hear previous programs by going givemecredit.us.
That's right. There's a tab there that says past programs that you can click on. And I put the subject title on there. And so you can click on a subject title and listen to the entire program.
I remember one week, John, we talked about just trying to be a practical program. And that's why sometimes you'll hear us going over and over again some of the same concepts in a different way, so that we can hit as many people as we possibly can hit with this understanding that you can get better credit. Hope is not lost, but it does take some work.
It does. But that's where I want people to be able to understand that they can stand up again. They don't have to be hiding from debt collectors or bad debt out there, you know, that eventually, well, I've got to wait 7 years and it's all going to go away at
right.
that point.
Yeah.
Number one, that's not necessarily true, because some items can stay on there for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand which ones, and then you have to understand the process, because we have the ability to get a lot of this stuff off the credit reports because of the laws that are in place.
Let me give the name of that address again, our website for Give Me Credit. That's givemecredit.us.
Correct.
Let me throw that again, givemecredit.us. By the way, that will hyperlink you as well to Master Credit Solutions. And Master Credit Solutions is the business side of John's life, not the radio side, but the business side.
Right.
Where he's able to give you that hand and start you down this road of, as he oftentimes saying, get you back into the economy again. Now, John, at some point in your career, you decided to go pen to paper, or maybe to word processor, and start writing down some thoughts. And the name of the book is what?
The name of the book is Debt Collectors, Lies, and Deceit. And the subtitle is How to Deal with Them and Your Rights as a Human Being.
All right.
And the reason why I put in the human being there is because they treat you like an animal.
Well, you oftentimes are just a number and the debt that's owed, or the debt they're telling you that's owed. And part of the conversations we've had over the last handful of weeks have been sometimes you don't owe the debt that they're coming after, but that again.
Right.
In fact, we highlighted that last week.
Right.
And folks, if you want to hear more about that, go to givemecredit.us and look up last week's program. But let's get back to the book, John. Open it up for us. Tell us what we're going to find when we see those first few pages.
Well, you're going to find a lot of the questions or the statements that they give when they initially contact you. And what I want to have is people feel comfortable about what they're going to possibly ask and what your responses should be,
okay.
could be,
mm-hmm.
have to be.
Now, they are going to call. So we know that that's going to be true. There's going to be an effort to make some contact. And folks, from experience, I can tell you that they don't have your best interest in mind, nor are they going to gently handle your emotions. They're going to try to rattle you and see if they can stimulate some sort of emotional package that will get you to respond to their requests. It's those initial questions. Let's talk about those, John.
Well, let me first start out, John, by saying, just as if you're arrested for a criminal matter, you're given a warning, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're given the Miranda warning. Well, I've got a Mackey warning
okay.
out there, and it has to do with debt collectors. And it goes like this. You have the right to remain silent when talking with a debt collector. Anything you say can and will be used against you. You have the right to speak to an attorney. You are under no obligation to speak or listen to a debt collector. You have the right to have a debt collector prove that the item are yours. This proof must be in written form. This proof must be sent to you within 5 days of your request for proof. You do not have to prove your innocence. They have to prove your guilt.
Oh, boy, that's solid stuff. Now, I would imagine the rest of the book kind of dissects that, pulls it apart, and gives you some step-by-step abilities to make the right steps?
Correct. You're going to go through some previous items that have happened to individuals. But, you know, one of the things that they start talking about, or one of the responses that they might have to you once they've defined that you are who they want to talk to, is that paying your collection item immediately will improve your credit score. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to understand that when you step on their foot, their mouth opens, and out comes garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is simply not true. What they are telling you is not true. Placing an item or paying off a collection item will not improve your score. It will do just the opposite. It will hurt your score. Okay? Again, it goes back to what we were talking about before, where a bad item that's in the past, by paying it off, you bring it up front to today. A credit score is a snapshot in time, and as a result, the snapshot gets bad.
Mm.
And so your score will drop.
It just seems like the opposite. You know, if they're calling me and telling me that I owe, and this owe is negatively affecting my credit rating, then my head says, okay, if I don't owe, then it will positively affect my credit rating.
You would think so. Now, we're dealing with two different issues. We're dealing with credit collecting,
mm-hmm.
and we're dealing with a FICO score. So what they want is detrimental to your FICO score.
Oh,
now, are there ways to negotiate around this? Yes, there are.
I'm going to take a little bit of a caveat. We're going to have a sidebar here just for a second. And remember that the groups that create the credit score,
right,
they're not the people calling.
They're not.
And I think it's important, and this stems, John, from a conversation I had very recently with a gentleman who had seen that, you know, where the guys are dancing around singing and get your free score and all this
stuff. You don't know how much I hate that ad.
Yeah. And so the guy said, well, I probably should see it. And what he found was, A, he didn't know what he was looking at, and B, his score was relatively low. And so he was going to contact those people who put the score together and see if he could fix his credit rating. And it was really interesting as we were having this conversation. He said because, you know, he didn't want creditors to call thinking that they were calling from the credit score places.
And, yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there. In fact, freecreditscore.com is a company that's affiliated with Experian, credit reporting agency.
Oh.
They're owned by them.
Well, they wanted action. You know, they wanted you to come to their website. And, of course, they might give you that first one for free. But if you sign up, they're going to start nailing you with a monthly bill somewhere
Absolutely.
Down the road.
Absolutely. And the amount of money that these companies make on this is just astounding. I can only determine that based on the amount of advertising that's out there.
Yeah, they've got the money to do it.
A ton of it.
Yeah. Well, we are talking about some of the myths and the lies that surround credit scoring. And I think we're going a little bit deeper. We're talking about John Mackey's book.
Right.
And just some of the preparatory ways that you can get into this conversation with a bill or debt collector, with a creditor who's calling, and how can you survive that? And John has written a fantastic book on that. Now, John, we have to take another break. And when we return, we're going to continue our conversation. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know. There is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Welcome back to Give Me Credit, folks. Thank you for listening, by the way. It's always good to have you with us. We do have contact information, and one of the easiest ways to get in touch with John is just to go to the website. It's givemecredit.us. Let me give that again, givemecredit.us. But John, let's make sure we give that phone number as well. John's always packing on the phone, and he's able to get that information. You can actually talk to John immediately. What's that number again, John?
612-567-2459.
Okay, give that number again.
612-567-2459.
Now, John has written a book on all the experiences. In fact, I'll bet you when, if you were to go through this book again, you could write six more about what you've learned.
Yeah, there's so much expansion that can go on. In fact, there may be a second edition coming out here shortly, because what I want to do is also put in there the phone calls that I've received to provide a written narrative of the back and forth that these companies will do to show you what actually goes on during a phone call.
Yeah. It's something that's very personal, folks. It's if you've gone through it, you know exactly what I mean. It's hard-hitting. Sometimes it's berating. It's belittling. And, of course, that's all by intention, to see what they can do about breaking you down. These are not friendly calls. John, let's get back to that book, though.
Yeah.
Let's get some highlights out of here. What are we going to find when we get this book into our hands?
Well, you're going to find ways in which they're going to try and talk you into paying this alleged debt. Now, remember, we first have to assume that it is your debt and that they have the right to collect on it, which is a huge assumption. Okay, well, we've gone over that before. We'll go over it again, but not right now. Here are some of the things that they say about the about this process. For example, they might say, just send me a post-dated check. The problem will easily go away at that point. Well, there's a huge problem with that, with sending them a post-dated check. Number one, they've been known to collect on the debt ahead of that post-dated check time. Even though it's against the law, they do it, they've done it, they'll continue to do it. Number two, if you've come to a verbal agreement with a creditor or a debt collector, what they'll do is they'll collect all of the debt contrary to what you have defined for them verbally. In other words, you owe them $1,000, you've agreed to $500, you write them a check for the first amount for $300, you send it in, but then they'll cash it for $1,000. Well, how do they do that? They'll put you through a system, a check cashing system, similar to what a lot of companies have, and they'll just put in different numbers.
Wow. Isn't that illegal? I mean, isn't that
sure it is.
Like unto stealing?
Yes, it is. It's obviously illegal. However, they still do it because they're not. It's a cost of doing business if they're caught.
Yeah. One of the things we've talked about in programs gone by, and folks, you can still hear the archived programs right there on givemecredit.us. We've put them on a little tab. Just go in and just start perusing and listening to the conversations we've had before. But you've made it very careful. Do not give them a credit card.
Or your checking account information over the telephone.
And they're more than kind to tell you what numbers they need, but you do not give those numbers.
No. Or your Social Security number.
Yeah, because when we talk about dipping at the well, that would be the easiest way for them to do it, where you say, well, you go ahead and take $40.
Right.
And they go ahead and take $400.
Correct. Oops.
You know, yeah. Yeah, well, we didn't mean to do that. And, you know, you're still at their mercy because they're going to tell you that you owe the money. And so they're not going to give it back.
Right.
Unless forced so by some sort of court somewhere. Well, that's an important part of the conversation. Let's carry on. Let's get some more highlights out of the book.
Okay. They might say, you know what? Let's get a family member on the phone. Maybe they can help you out. I can explain the situation to them, and they'll gladly loan you the money, and then you can deal with them. I'll do anything I can to help.
Mm-hmm.
Help who? That's my question.
Yeah.
You know, no, you don't want to do that, because now you're borrowing or stealing from Peter to pay Paul. That just doesn't make any sense to me. If you don't have the money, you simply don't have the money, and you would say that. to them, provided you get this deep into the conversation.
Right.
Now, as further we go down through this book, we can explain to you some of the other questions that they might ask. Understand something, folks, that these people are working off of a script. Okay, they've got a list of questions, and you can almost always hear that they're reading it. Sometimes they're good at reading it, sometimes they're bad at reading it, but they're reading off of a script.
That script, by the way, is very finely honed so that they won't get off it. You know, these are not financial experts who are calling you. These are people who, you know, you always get the feeling they've got a couple of Louisville Sluggers in their trunk just in case your knees need a workout, you know, that type of thing.
Well, and that's happened. And I've talked with debt collectors from the past where they have gone over to people's homes. You know, they've been challenged and their manhood's been challenged, right. And they'd get their testosterone up, and they'll go over to the guy's house, and they got one guy that I know of used to crack a few knees.
Oh.
That's the old way of doing debt collection.
Yeah.
You know, they don't hire, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, but they don't hire scientists here to collect on your debts, okay? They will hire people that don't make a ton of money doing this. And the only way that they make money is by collecting on the debt.
So they're probably getting a percentage of...
Could be getting a percentage, or it could be a bonus raised on an overall month of collection or something of that nature.
I think the word manipulation sticks out here. Is that a proper thing to be discussing? That their efforts are to manipulate you both emotionally, financially?
Their effort is to lie, steal, cheat, cajole, manipulate any way they can to get the payment in.
And they will be congratulated if they do that. And so their motivation is pretty high.
Absolutely.
Now, what looks very negative on your side is very positive on their side in the sense that they're getting you to respond. Now, John, we are so close to the end of our program.
Unbelievable, John.
And I want to make sure that our listeners get the information they need to get in touch with you even today. So, folks, let's start off with the phone number, and then we're going to go to the website. The phone number again, John, is what?
612-567-2459. And understand that you can also text on that line.
Okay.
So if you're listening from a vehicle and you can't make the call, or you want to do it in a private fashion, do it that way, and I'll be able to text back from that line also.
All right, good. So that number again is?
612-567-2459.
And then maybe if you're sitting at home or getting real close by, givemecredit.us.
Correct.
Make sure you get the .us in there. Many of you know that the suffixes are getting more and more diversified, and so that's another one of the options for you. GiveMeCredit.us will get you to the website of this program. It will give you archived programs. It will give you more information. Plus, it's going to give you a link to John's services, which is Master Credit Solutions.
Correct.
And, John, you are always willing to take that call and find out how you can help.
I am, John. Mm-hmm. I really want to be able to help people with this. Understand also that the book will be online so that you can download it.
Okay.
So if that's what they want to do and take a... because for the next few sessions, we're going to be going over the book.
Right.
And what I've written here. And you're going to be able to get that and maybe read along as we're going through the program.
All right. Well, John, we've got to get out of here. Let's say our goodbyes.
Goodbye.
All right, and we'll be back next week with Give Me Credit.